made your way to Hastings for the opening invite. Girls, boys, how'd it go on Saturday?
It was a question, Rich. We didn't know. You know, we're a little under trained, haven't had as much full time as we'd like, and so there was some question going in. But overall, the kids performed really well. Had a good meet on Saturday in Hastings. Boys ended up getting second in the meet, which I think, as far as I know, is probably the best we've ever done. Had a lot of good individual performances, got some state times, broke a school record. So it was a good day on the boys' side. On the girls' side, you know, there's only four of them, so we're a little shorthanded, but they performed well, swim well. Not quite where we want to be, but working towards it, and girls are all working together. So good things we saw in this first meet.
Hey, let's talk about that school record on the boys' side. What event was it and who did it?
So that was the boys' 400-yard freestyle relay. So that was David Acha, Derek Spencer, Tate Moser, and Blake Rodewald. They set it last year, and they broke it by about a second at this first meet, and I think we'll definitely take it a little farther than that over the course of the year. But it was a really good first mark, just a couple seconds short of an automatic, and that's a relay we think we can hopefully take down to the state meet and maybe get a medal in. So we're excited about where that can go.
That's terrific. Boy, you don't see that all the time in a first meet of the season. Already got a school record to talk about.
Yeah, it was a good performance. They swim really well, and those boys are capable of going faster. So as we get in more better shape and a little more full time, I think we'll continue to see that time drop.
How'd your divers do?
Good. Axel Blomstead got third in diving with a personal best at 153. Mac Whitehead, this was his first dive meet, and he completed all six dives and didn't fail any. It didn't get last, so we were feeling really good about that.
That's terrific. That's good. And again, you're practicing on boards that you got to travel to all the time. So when it comes to training, those guys are kind of limited a little bit. But they're obviously it paid off for what they've done the last couple of weeks. It paid off, didn't it?
Absolutely. I've been real impressed with Mac. He's learned a lot of new dives and been willing to listen to his coach and to do what he's capable of. And it's been quite a learning progression for him.
All right, Coach, getting ready. You're going to head right back to Hastings, I do believe, for a meet coming up on Friday, isn't it?
Yep, we go right back to Hastings. Normally we host this meet ourselves, but without a pool, it's pretty tough. So we're going to go. Hastings has been gracious enough to host this for us. So we'll go down and swim again. I think we can, you know, this is a meet we definitely on the boys' side are capable of winning, so we're excited about that. All the boys, top to bottom, have been swimming well, and real excited about to see what they can do. You know, a lot of good individual performances at this last meet, especially with our older boys. You know, Tate, Moser got fifth and three and fourth in the 500. David Acha got second in the 200 and fourth in the 100 butterfly. Blake got second in the 200 IM and third in the butterfly. So they're really performing well on that upper end. So we're excited to see what they can do.
Who's all coming for this one on Friday?
We'll have Hastings. Obviously, they're the host. And then Scott's Bluff, North Platte, and us.
So, yes. Was Scott's Bluff, North Platte, did you see them at Hastings on Saturday?
Yep, they were all there.